US correspondent Dan Mitchinson is with us now. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jack.
Let's start off with the Supreme Court. They've been hearing arguments on Donald Trump's absolute immunity claims.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting day today because we're trying to keep everything straight between this and the hush money trial that's going on with the former president. So it seemed at first the Supreme Court appeared ready to reject Mr. Trump's claims of sweeping immunity. But here's the thing. I don't think the court is going to offer a clear answer on whether or not he's going to be prosecuted on this. And that means what they're going to do is pass the buck, basically, and leave a lot of the work to some of the lower courts here. So that's likely going to take more time and delay the trial, which had originally been set for last month. And here we are almost at the end of April. And, of course, the former president's been trying to drag this out as long as we can. And Democrats are saying, hey, we got to get this settled now before we get into the November elections.
Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction, the 2020 rape conviction in New York, has been overturned by the appeals court.
Well, it has. And as you just heard on the World Wires here, they found that because the judge for the trial had handed down some improper rulings. So they've ordered a new trial for Weinstein, a famous Hollywood producer. He's going to continue, though, serving a 16-year prison sentence from a conviction of rape out here in California that was handed down a couple of years ago. So it's not like he's going to be out walking free on this. He's still saying he's innocent. He's denying the allegations of non-consensual sex. But really, the testimony from women with allegations that were not part of the case were admitted. And they're saying that this was irrelevant, this was prejudicial. So that means starting over and more time and more money and more pain, as you just heard there from one of the victims in this.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it's not a legal technicality as such. It's one of these slightly tricky legal areas, though, in that the prosecution will argue that they presented this evidence and other people talking about Harvey Weinstein's behavior in the past to try and establish a pattern of behavior or something similar, right? Whereas
right.
The defense says, okay, well, maybe Harvey Weinstein hasn't been perfect with everything in the past, but actually he's not on trial for those other things. He's only on trial for these alleged crimes, and those previous activities don't necessarily relate to this. So what's it going to mean in terms of jail time at the moment? Because his rape conviction in Los Angeles stands, right?
Yeah, right. So he's still going to stay behind bars while this is going on. The best thing I would imagine they could hope for is that this case, when it goes to trial again, is going to be overturned. He'll have that sentencing wiped clean. And then there is the possibility he could get out early, you know, for good behavior or for whatever reasons from the California sentence and get that sentence reduced a little bit. But I mean, it's kind of hard at this point in time to see that actually happening, I think.
What is the sense among Harvey Weinstein's now alleged victims? Do they want to retry this case?
I think for a lot of people, myself included, when I saw this come out, this sort of came out of left field. Most of the news cycle over here has been focused on what's been going on with Iran and, of course, the president's trial, former President Trump's trial. So this came out today, and I think it caught a lot of, not only news people, but the victims by surprise. Yeah. So I think you're going to see a lot of them back in court just like they were the first time around. And, you know, they're going to be following this day in and day out. How long this is going to drag out, I mean, is anybody's guess at this point in time.
Yeah, right. Talk to us about Madonna. She's been sued by fans after starting a concert late.
Yeah, well, you know, this is kind of a pattern for her, too. She was sued a few years ago by a concert goer in Miami who eventually dropped the case because she is notorious for starting her concerts 2 hours plus later than advertised. And so what you have here is a group who attended her concert in D.C. earlier this month. They're suing her for false advertising. And they're saying, okay, this concert's supposed to start at 8. You're not getting on stage at least till 10 or 10:30 right now. So her legal team has turned around now, and they filed a motion to dismiss the class action lawsuit. I don't know. I mean, you know, I can think of half a dozen, you know, bands off the top of my head right now that tend to start concerts a half an hour late or more. But she kind of is at the top of the list in terms of just not showing up till, you know, sometimes close to midnight before a show starts.
Yeah, I mean, that is frustrating. Is it worthy going to court over? I'm not so sure. Are they seeking some ridiculous, you know, settlement? Are they seeking $100 million or something crazy for their terrible inconvenience?
Yeah, they haven't said how much. I mean, I'm sure, you know, usually these things come out with something like, we want to be refunded for the ticket price. We want to be refunded for...
And $100 million in damages. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. For time and all the emotional stress and damages that we had to do. And we took the day off work to go to the concert. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things they're going to try to throw into this suit.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for your time, Dan. We really appreciate it. U.S. correspondent Dan Mitchinson.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.